coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Perfection and Excellence.
I heard a story about an old woman. She had been sick for a while. The young man of God came into her house and expounded the scripture to her. And she was getting it. And finally, the young man explained that it's like a serpent coming into the house and running rampage in the house. What will you do? Because it's like this devil's coming to your body and trying to weaken and destroy your body. And the woman's thinking. And he said, and if this serpent is moving around in your house, what are you going to do? She said, my God, I'll kill it. Right away, she jumped out of her bed, shouting, the devil is out, the devil is out. And she had been sick for so long. She kept running all over the place. The devil is out, the devil is out, the devil is out. And that's how she walked out of her sickness that she had had a long time. Somebody had to explain it to her. That it wasn't God. She'd been crying, thinking her dying day was coming. Maybe. And maybe then she was dying. Because she was expecting that this was going to be the result. And she was dying. Until somebody let her know. No, you don't have to die. Jesus already did everything. And now the devil is trying to steal from you what God already gave you. And it's up to you to let him take it. Or you choose to send him out. And she said, I'll send him out. So that's the way you do the devil. Praise God. Amen. Learn the difference between faith and believing. All right? The believer has something. Faith puts it to work. All right? One of the ways of knowing that you are not putting your faith to work is when you start questioning why something has not changed, which God already said you're God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda. And Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.